Welcome back to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and I'll be here Monday through Friday bringing you a daily dose of inspiration, business tips, and stories that you may not have heard from women that I think you need to know. So let's dive into today, shall we? Quick question for you that I want you to dive into yourself, and so you can start to notice where you might be having some difficulties in your life as you grow and as you connect with others. The question is, who do you feel is responsible for how you're feeling right now? Who's responsible for it? Maybe not even right now, but like when you're upset. Is it, okay, I am upset with my friends because they're not inviting me around and they are the problem? Is it, I'm upset with my family member because they said this really cruel thing that they knew would hurt me and they're the problem? Is it, my partner said something that really made me feel bad about myself and now they're the problem? Or, you know, something terrible is going on with work and now work is the reason I'm unhappy. Now, in all of these situations, I'm not saying there isn't someone to get upset with. If a friend of yours or a family member or a partner or someone in the workspace says something disrespectful to you, you have every right to be upset. However, who is responsible for fixing it? Because a lot of times I notice people doing the thing where they're like, how dare you, now you fix it. And at the end of the day, I think that we all bear consequence, right? Now, if I hurt somebody's feelings and they say, hey, that was really messed up, that hurt my feelings, I do feel a sense of responsibility to say, well, let me do my part in showing you that I do care because it looks like maybe you don't feel like I do, or that I could have acted differently, or that I can take responsibility for my actions. However, I'm not responsible for making that person happy. I'm not responsible for making that person feel whole. And a lot of times I see this more and more and more, and I don't know if this is like a pandemic thing because we've been in this for a while or what, but I see this so much lately where people are making other people the reason they're not happy. I see it with different friend groups. I see it with people in my family. I see it with clients of mine where there's a lot of like, you know, yeah, I'm unhappy because they're doing this. And at the end of the day, yeah, that hurt my feelings. However, what is it that that is showing you? What is it that that is teaching you? What is it that that is bringing to light or exposing to you, right? If somebody says to you something, let me make something up, like, oh, I'm so bad at doing this on the spot. If somebody says to you something like, you know, 2 years ago, you said this thing about me and it pissed me off and I'm so upset about it, and I've never looked at myself the same since. There is one part of that that the other person is fully to blame for. They said something wrong. It was probably in poor taste. And they do owe that person an apology and some sort of recollection or some sort of opportunity for reconciliation, right? That person has every right to say, oh my gosh, well, I did not mean that at all. I'm really sorry that it came out that way or that it came across that way because that's not what I meant. Let me fix this. However, the person saying, I've never looked at myself the same ever again, or now I can't trust anybody, or now I feel like I have to quit my job, or now I feel like I have to close my business, or whatever this like big response is to someone being hurt, that's on us, right, as people. So when we get hurt by somebody, we are owed, you know, consequences at the end of the day, right? So if somebody hurts my feelings, I have every right to say, can you clarify this? Because that sucked and it felt like shit and I really don't like that you said that. And they can say, oh my gosh, well, I didn't mean that and here I am to fix it. Where I can't fall into is the place of like, you know what? Now I feel unlovable and now I feel like nobody will ever care about me, or now I feel disposable, or now I feel stupid. Because at some point in time, we have to be responsible also for the triggers that come up. So the reason that I'm bringing this up, the reason that I'm sharing this is because there's a lot of blame pointed around in the world. You messed up, you go fix it. And I think that that's valid. And I think what's missing is the other side of it saying, however, this is also bringing up some triggers within myself that I clearly still need to work on. And without that, we're just pointing fingers, and not doing any work ourselves to take responsibility for our own happiness, our own growth, our own worthiness, our own sense of wholeness and content. So with every dynamic, with every problem, with every mishap, with every miscommunication, yes, there is somebody who is responsible. There is somebody who can say, I'm sorry and I didn't mean that. And also, we as the person who is hurt can say, however, I clearly have some wounds to either heal, accept, or ignore. And that's on us to decide what we're going to do with those at any given time. So that is my little bit of a thought word vomit on you today. I hope that we all have more compassionate communication with people. I hope that we have more open dialogues, more opportunity for insightful self-awareness and insightful conversations led with by growth and led by curiosity instead of pointing fingers, because that age-old cliche is completely right. When you point a finger, you've got three pointing back at you. So saying to someone else, you really hurt my feelings, you've got three fingers pointing back, because at the end of the day, your feelings are hurt because you haven't looked at something in the eyes. You haven't looked at a part of your triggers closely enough. You also took something very personally, which means that maybe there is something that you believe to be true about what they said. And maybe there's something that you can do to give love to yourself instead of making that person responsible to giving love to you and fixing you. And also, what are the different ways that you want to make sure that you're showing up in a better way? Because we're not all perfect. So if somebody does do something wrong or painful or incorrect, give them the opportunity to say, whoa, 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 totally didn't mean that. Let me reconcile this. Let me make this better. Because both of us are responsible in even a situation that we did not instigate ourselves. And understanding that is something that's very eye-opening, and not a lot of people are ready for that work. And if you are, I fully congratulate you, because it's not easy. It takes a lot of effort, and it is also quite a humbling activity. So if you take this on, if you're ready to face this stuff in the eyes, I commend you. Before you go, do not forget to rate and review and follow this podcast. It really helps a girl out. And while you're here, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check the show notes for any materials or links or even some special goodies. While you're at it, make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Daily Hype Podcast. Follow us as a team at Team AP Consulting, or follow me, your show host, at Ashley_P. See you next time.